Elhamdülillahi Rabbil Alemin. Estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huve el-hayyul kayyûm ve etûbü ileyh. Estevbete vel mahfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu ennâ yâ kerîm. Vahkir lina bi fadlike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Meleki ya Kuddüsü ya Hafızı ya Allah. El evvel ya Allah, el ahir ya Allah, el zahir ya Allah, el batin ya Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh. Ve eşhedü enna Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya seyyidel evveline ve ahirin. İşbelena ya şefiyel mezzirin. Bir rahmetike ya erhamer rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitab-ı aziz. Evzü billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. İrci ila rabbike radiyeten merdiye. Fethuli fi ibadî. Fethuli cenneti. Sadakallahu aleyhim. Allah-u Teala says, come to your Lord. He is pleased with you, and you are pleased with him. Enter among my servants, and enter my paradise. What an invitation for a dream. But who are those which will hear this invitation of Allah Ta'ala? Those are the people which is called, which has risen to the maqam, to the level of rida. Maqam rida. On the occasion of Eid al-Adha, I had told you this, which I am going to repeat again. When Namrud, la'natullah alayh, wanted to throw Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire, he built a huge fire flame reaching to the sky, and he built a catapult, and he put Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam into the catapult, and they threw him up in the air towards the fire. And on that split second, while he is up in the air flying towards the flames, Ibrahim alayhi salam came to him and said, "Ya Ibrahim, shall I ask for Allah Ta'ala's help?" "Nay," said Hazrat Ibrahim, "Allah Ta'ala sees what is happening to me, and he does what he wills with me." And with that state of accepting whatever disaster Allah Ta'ala has prepared for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he accepts it, nay, more than accepts it, pleased with it, Allah Ta'ala turned the flames into a noor, and he turned the burning coal into a rose garden and descended Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam gently into the rose garden. How to reach that state? Those who know tell us how. Whenever you see anything, whenever you feel anything, whenever you see any action, you see Allah Ta'ala's hand in it. And because there is nothing which exists except what He does, khairihi wa sharrihi, whether it appears to you as a beautiful rose bud smelling its perfume, or riches, or fame, or a lottery, or snakes and scorpions, and cancer, and disasters, they are all beautiful. Because the one who made it is beautiful. That is loving and accepting and being pleased with sifatullah and with fulfillullah, with the actions and the attributes of Allah Ta'ala and the signs of Allah Ta'ala which we see all around ourselves. But is that an easy task for us to do? Not only we resent when we have got a cold, or whether our salary is reduced, but we're totally blind into things which are really, truly beautiful. And even if we realize it, and if we like it, we say that we are responsible for it. We did it. Thus, it's a difficult task to achieve that maqam ar-ridha. But there seems to be another easier way which is available to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith tells us, when Allah Ta'ala loves His believing servant, He dips His love for him into waters still or running, and whoever drinks from these waters, He loves them too. Use your head for a change. I read it again. When Allah Ta'ala loves His believing servant, He dips His love for him into waters still or flowing, and whoever drinks from those waters, He loves them too. It's a bit symbolic, but we're not stupid. In short, if we rub shoulders, if we are in the presence and connected to people who Allah Ta'ala loves, He loves us too. Now we are also believers here. We are also the servants of Allah Ta'ala here. And why not? Maybe there is one or two or three which Allah Ta'ala loves amongst us. Why don't we hold hands with each other? Why don't we love each other and know each other and work together? Why don't we satisfy each other's needs? Why don't we behave like a nation? Why don't we behave like a family? I feel that whenever somebody enters from the store, he belongs to my family. He's my son or my daughter. I don't know your names. Maybe I will recognize you if I see you in the shop, right? But essentially, when you are here, you are my sons, and they are my daughters. And you are dearer to me than my own daughter, than my own family. And I would do my best if you truly needed something, if I can manage to give it to you, I will give it to you. Why don't we all feel this way? We may be from different families, different countries, we may be speaking different languages, but something which ties us much more together. In Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala said, it had been made wajib for me, said Allah Ta'ala, to love those who love each other for my sake. When I wish that we will have this feeling towards each other, I wish that you wouldn't understand if I love you for Allah's sake. The purpose of it is not to benefit from you. The purpose of it is more that you benefit from him. But there is a larger purpose than that. Allah Ta'ala said again in the Quran al-Karim, hand in hand, hand in Allah Ta'ala's hand. It's a chain. If you want to come close to Allah Ta'ala, if you want to receive the rida of Allah Ta'ala, rather than be like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, which we seldom can hope to be, but we can achieve this, which I am just proposing to you. Now, I have got a project, which I have proposed to you a few times already, which you haven't taken very seriously. I have prepared here a little questionnaire. The sample is this, which my son has filled up, in which it says, Jarrahi Mosque Community Building Project. The purpose of the application is to facilitate community building of our brothers and sisters who come to this mosque for religious services. Our aim is to increase the interaction among the community members and enable them to help and support each other more effectively. The information in this forum only be shared by those who are members of the mosque community. The question is, I would like to have your passport picture here so that I see you in ShopRite, say Salaamu Alaikum. Then there is your name, your profession. Now, in our tradition, our great Sheikh had said to us that in the middle of the night, if I needed something to eat, or I'm a smoker, I need matches, and downstairs in my house, I could go downstairs and get a box of matches from a Greek, And my brother's shop, who sells matches, is 1 mile. I am supposed to go 1 mile through my brother and get the matches from him. Fahreddin Efendi, Rahmatullah Alayh, he has told his dervishes that, and his dervishes did. And if you have got a job, and one of us needs a job, now, you don't just take him because he is a Muslim and he is a member of our community. If he equals in ability to anybody else you can find, you prefer him over the other. And somebody, I don't know who, by the way, I like to meet him, makes bagels. During the Ramadan, he brings us 100 bagels. I would buy bagels from him instead of buying Turkish pizza, you know, if I knew where his shop is. If somebody is a doctor, you know, I would prefer to go to him. If somebody is bankrupt and is in need of money, he comes to me and I will try to manage him somehow to give him some money. Now, some of you may say, I don't want to belong to any community, it doesn't matter what community, because FBI may follow and say that, oh well, there is the Jarrahi community and that those people may be thinking of bad things and I don't want to be a part of it, or that I don't want to be a part of it, somebody is going to come and knock at my door and say, feed me or give me a job or give me money. Well, you know, if you feel that way, please don't do it. Don't sign it. Don't do it. But then again, I have to tell you, you are the one really mostly in need of this community project than anybody else if you are scared and afraid. Jews do it. Why can't we do it? Anyhow, here it is. Can somebody distribute it, please? And if you want to do it and bring it next time. We will make it into a nice booklet, you know, and then everybody knows who everybody is. And if somebody wants to, you know, communicate with each other, you can communicate with each other. Ya Rabbi, you are unique and you are one. You are the only one who can exist alone. Ya Rabbi, we are poor and miserable and we are in need. And we need to be together and we need your mercy. Allahu Ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, bless this Ikhwan with the wisdom of Islam, with the patience of Islam, with the strength of Islam. You have given us everything, from the cradle to the grave. What we needed, even if we didn't know what we needed, you have furnished us what we needed. But Ya Rabbi, your greatest gift that you have blessed us with Iman, with Islam, with Ihsan. You have blessed us by sending your beloved as our prophet, our example, our guide, our intercessor, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rab, for all these, you have not found us thankful. Ya Rab, we have tyrannized ourselves. We have closed our hearts and eyes to your blessings. Have mercy upon us. Amen. Forgive us. Amen. Teach us thankfulness. Amen. And count us among your thankful servants. You have given us such honor. You have taught us your name. You have made us your Khalifa on this earth. That you have said, if it weren't for us, you would not have created the universe. For all these, for created us, for you created us as Ahsan Taqdeen, for all this honor, Ya Rab, you expect us to measure up to it. Thus you test it every once in a while, never above our forbearance. You test us with a little pain, little sickness, little poverty, little hunger. And although you say, Inna Allahu ma'as sabirin, we never show patience, but we complain about you to our children, to our wives, to our doctors, to our dentists, to our lawyers. Ya Rabbi, teach us patience and count us amongst your patients. Amen. Amen. Amin.